From Tidbits on February 10th, 2014, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits staff. Redlex has released Millel 3.3 with a wealth of new features plus a number of bug fixes. The word processing app gains a new comments feature which can be exported to rich text format and Microsoft Word doc format and then imported back. The update also significantly enhances the app's find and replace capabilities, including the addition of a list of recent searches and easier ways to save find expressions and find actions. Millel 3.3 also overhauls the find set dialog to make it more useful. Other changes include improved font matching with RTF import, smarter auto titles, improved rendering of table of contents, and automatic crash reporting. With its new descriptive search capabilities, Evernote 5.5 enables you to sift through your notes more easily by place, file contents, date ranges, and more. As you type, Evernote makes suggestions for subjects, tags, date ranges, what device originally created the note, and more. Currently available only for English, descriptive search is promised to be applied to other localizations soon. The update also improves business card scanning, fixes issues with the Evernote window, and squashes a bug with syncing that may have caused crashes. Global Delight has released Voila 3.7, adding support for recording HD screen captures at 60 frames per second. The update also offers the option to downscale screen captures from Retina displays, adds native tagging in OS 10.9 Mavericks, adds support for sharing videos via Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, Vimeo, Messages, and AirDrop, adds a timer for setting the duration of a recording, and provides an option to append the date and time to the file names of your captures. Jamakana Enterprises has released Downcast 1.0.6 with significant stability improvements for the Podcatcher app, including a major fix for deadlocks and hangs. This maintenance release also offers fixes for a bug that caused downloads to become stuck in a download queue, a problem that prevented streaming of non-local episodes, a frequent irritating reset of your selections in lists, a hitch that caused remaining playlist time to get out of sync, and a vexing issue that caused the episode list to disappear. The update now also ensures that the process of deleting imported episodes now deletes them completely instead of just resetting them. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspire Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.